Hello all, and welcome to our brand new Dungeons & Dragons podcast, to D&D or not to D&D. My name is Adam Davis, I am one of the hosts of this show, and I will be filling the role of Dungeon Master for our campaign. I wanted to stop by and give you all a little preview of the story, and give you an idea of kind of what to expect from our campaign and our podcast. First and foremost, for those of you who are unfamiliar with Dungeons & Dragons and the rules and lore surrounding it, no worries. Half of our players have little to no experience playing D&D, so you are right in the same boat with them. Those of you who are familiar with D&D, please be aware that we are going to try our best to stick to the rules as written, but there will be times where I may rule otherwise for one reason or another, and ultimately, that's okay. D&D is about collaborative storytelling, and that is exactly what me and the rest of the cast have set out to do here, is go through and tell a story in like a fun fantasy world that we have created. Now, before I introduce our players, let me give you a little information about our world. Our story takes place in a world simply known as the Five Realms. And what you need to know about the Five Realms is as follows. The sun has never risen on the Five Realms, but darkness isn't a hindrance to the people of this world. It's just their way of life. Each realm is filled with any and all manner of fantastic creature and beast, both sentient and otherwise, and each realm is ruled, if at times in name only, by the king of the city of Illafort. Illafort was once a great fortress city ran by the High Illithid, or Mind Flayer, king. The Illithids have kept to themselves, keeping their walls tight, and not allowing any of the other peoples of the Five Realms into their city. That is, until about 50 years ago. At that time, King Kek of the Illithids returned from a long voyage, and upon doing so, ordered the northern, eastern, and western walls of the city to be torn down, seemingly without reason or provocation. And with this order came a proclamation that all citizens of the Five Realms would be welcome to the city to create a metropolis, strengthened by the diversity of the peoples of the Five Realms. As we approach the 50th anniversary of this momentous occasion, the reason for the king's decision still remains unclear, but the city's prosperity is undeniable. With a city full of Illithids, vampires, drow, dwergers, Yon-Ti, pixies, elves, halflings, and bullywugs all making their home here, the populace is as diverse as it is thriving. And now, with that, we come to the heart of our story. Each of our four players have developed characters based on one of the realm's races of people, and find themselves on the doorstep of adventure. Our party would not necessarily stand out in a lineup, but as we get to know them, their characters will prove just how important these four may well be to the Five Realms. And who will be bringing these four characters to life? I'm glad you asked. You may have noticed our name comes from a famous piece of theater, and I assure you that is no coincidence. Assembled to play through this wild and crazy adventure is four of the finest stage actors I personally have the privilege to know. First up will be Jake Carrico.
Tinkus Pingus is an elderly deep gnome wizard who hails from deep within the mountain caves. In his home, Tinkus spends all of his time studying the arcane arts and perfecting his craft, often helping many of his fellow gnomes when he can. One fateful day, Tinkus's home was completely destroyed by a dark magic, and all of his family and friends were destroyed. Tinkus has reason to believe that his sister had escaped, and now his life goal is to venture throughout the world searching for what caused this destruction and the whereabouts of his long-lost sister.
Next, Brandy Davis.
Kokira is a dragonborn warlock from an old and proud clan of dragonborn. After an unspeakable event drove Kokira from her home when she was 14, she survived on her own, wandering further and further from her homeland. Eventually, she was found by a bronze dragonborn who took her in and cared for her, teaching her many of the things she knows. Eventually, Kokira decided it was time to leave her hermit life and face off with the demons from her past. While she would prefer to move through life alone, she too often finds herself in a position that requires her to work with, and sometimes bond with, others.
Third up on our list is Sabrina Dupre.
Elise was a young, dark-haired fae with black dragonfly wings who grew up in the forest where most of the fae lived. Unlike most of them, Elise was not very attuned to magic, and despite her parents' best efforts, she struggled to cast spells. Elise instead took an interest in the world outside. Years later, on a fateful trip outside the forest, Elise was captured by people wanting to sell her wings, and in order to prevent her escape, they pinned them. Elise was rescued by a monk order called the Way of Eternal Balance. Elise swore to never be that defenseless again, so she started training with the monks, determined to rely not on magic or others to save her, but her own abilities. She currently lives with the monks at the monastery, and most of the time wears a dark robe to cover up her torn-up wings.
And finally, R.C. Thorne.
Concerned that he's following in his father's footsteps as a merchant, Talbot Riverstone longs for excitement and adventure, like that of the stories he hears from the wandering adventurers who stock up on supplies at his family's general store. His mother came from a long line of adventurers, and when Talbot was young, she left on one final quest and never returned. Talbot's father swore that he'd keep his youngest son, that's me, safe from the dangers that are beyond the city gates. Now the problem is, I am my mother's son, and being a mama's boy in this family is not an insult. I will follow in her footsteps, live a full and wondrous life, and possibly find the mystery of her disappearance one day.
There you have it, everybody. That is the cast and crew of To D&D or Not to D&D, a brand new actual play 5e Dungeons & Dragons podcast. We've really put a lot of effort into this. We really have enjoyed the work we've done so far. We hope to continue doing it, and we hope that you enjoy what we are putting out. This first full episode is coming to you April 15th, so here in just a few days. Should be able to get that on anchor.fm/DnDorNot or through your Spotify app. We will be coming to some other podcasting services. I'm trying to figure that out still fumbling around with some things. I'm not very techy, but we're figuring it out. We're gonna get you there. Right now though, those are the two places. And then if you don't have either of those or can't find either of those, check us out on our website, dndornot.com. Maybe a little bit of a delay there, maybe the 16th before that comes out there, but you know, we're a new podcast. We're still fighting our feet. We'll figure it out. And we hope you all come along for the ride. Thank you so much, and we will see you all April 15th.